Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson, powered by the Ag Central Radio Network. Big hello to our friends down in South Dakota and Huron at KOKK, also up in Grafton at KXPO. Can't forget about Langdon, KNDK, and of course over in Devil's Lake, KDLR. You can find Farm Talk there as well as Ag News 890. Okay, we need to check in and see what's going on with Farm Rescue, and we're going to bring in Dan Erdman. And Dan, been a little while since we talked, and for whatever reason, with just the crappy spring that we've had, I fell into a lull that maybe you guys weren't that busy, but you guys have been busy.
Yes, yeah, it's. I'd say this is one of the busier springs we've had on record in recent years.
You know what? I've been up on your website, and for anybody wondering about Farm Rescue and the work that you guys do, which is amazing, and you guys really are very transparent about the work that you guys do. I was just actually looking for, you know, some of the people that you've helped in 2023, and you go from people that were affected by tornadoes to cancer to the list goes on and on. And I think that's a pretty, I guess, you know, obviously you don't want to have anybody to have anything bad happen to them, but life goes on and folks need help. And I think it's very interesting to put their stories out.
Absolutely. Again, it's all about just being there when they need to kind of get over the hump, you know, get through that singular crisis. And there's a lot of different things that can happen on the farm, and where there injury, illness, natural disaster, those are the three qualifiers for farm rescue assistance. And as you might imagine, we see a wide variety of all three of those.
Oh my goodness. And here's the other part of this whole thing is that you guys keep growing. I hope you keep adding staff because you pretty much cover most of the upper Midwest, and I'm sure the demand continues to grow. Was Illinois the latest? Was that the last one?
It is. Yep. So just right here in 2023, the first year that we've been down in Illinois, and that's where we basically started things off this year in mid-April. Obviously, they get going a little sooner than we do in the field, and especially this year with all the snow we got up here. But a couple tornadoes that made their way through Iowa and then southeast Illinois. So we helped a few families as a result of that, and again, just some really devastating circumstances,
right,
and a lot of things lost to those storms.
Let me ask you this, and I may be putting you on the spot here, but there were, I think, two or three different folks in there that you guys helped. And obviously, we understand when a tornado hits and it affects your operation. But I'm curious, from an operational standpoint, did they have equipment that got dinged, or was it people got injured, or was it kind of a little bit of everything when you have storm situations like that?
Yeah, thankfully the families that we supported, there was no, you know, injury to any of the family members, no loss of life. Those storms did take a few lives in that area, but again, the families that we were helping, it was a lot of equipment. The first case in Iowa that we helped with as a result of the storm, it was a father and a son, and then an uncle that were all kind of involved in the operation. You know, big hog farm. Beef cattle and crops as well. And there's three farmsteads to that operation, and two of the three were basically completely leveled by the same tornado, just the path that it took. And then the father's farm had a little bit of damage, and thankfully they had some equipment there. So what we did was we brought our crew down and equipment down. It involved, you know, a little bit of cleanup in some of those fields that we're going to be planting. They had just a tremendous outpouring of support from the community to clean up a lot of the major stuff. We did some tillage work ahead of our row crop planter, and then planted some soybeans for that family. He was still able to use his corn planter, thankfully. So I know he was working on that by the time we wrapped up the beans. But again, a long road ahead for a lot of those families, just still trying to pick up the pieces and assess the damage. Again, it's just a huge undertaking to be on the phone basically all day trying to, you know, talk to insurance companies and trying to assess what was lost. Again, livestock, equipment, two homes that were completely completely destroyed.
Visiting with Dan Erdman again with Farm Rescue. So I'm looking at the list here. So we've got Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas, and then also Montana. And that list keeps growing, as we talked about. I'm just curious, and I know that you guys have a great list of sponsors, but are you able to keep up, you know, like financially, to be able to keep adding these states? Or have people been picking up the slack as you continue to add states, more funds have been coming in?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, obviously with growth, you know, it takes funding to continue growing.
Right.
And what we've done over the years, again, started just in North Dakota, and as that funding and resources and volunteers and staffing have allowed, that's usually when we make the decision to add a new state. And so we don't want to grow too fast. We don't want to overextend ourselves and overpromise, you know, what we're offering either. So it's about trying to support as many families as we can within our service territory. And you hit the nail on the head. We've been lucky to have some great sponsorships and donors that have allowed us to continue growing. And we hope that's going to be the case so that we can, you know, help even more farm families in some of those other states that could use these same services.
Right. And our network, our Farm Talk network, is pretty large. We'll put it out there. I'm assuming if there's a seed company or a fertilizer company or something, and they've heard about your work but have not been able to maybe help out in some capacity, how can they do that? Can they just simply go to the website or call somebody, or what would be the best recommendation?
Absolutely. I would say our website's kind of a one-stop shop for all things Farm Rescue. If you are you know, an owner of a business that it would make sense to be a sponsor of our operations, again, it's a great way to help your own customers as well. And, right. And because we cover such a wide area, it's just a great way to do that. But again, a lot of other stuff you can find on the website there as well. If you're just an individual that's looking to make a donation to support our operations, you can do that on the website. If you're a family in crisis, you know, you're dealing with that injury, illness, or natural disaster, trying to get the crop in or get the crop off, you can apply for assistance right there on our website. You can sign up to volunteer. We're always looking for more folks to serve as our boots on the ground and help fulfill this mission. And again, right there on our website, farmrescue.org, you can kind of find all of the above there.
Okay, so I don't know how much information you're going to give me, but I'm going to ask anyway. We got a big milestone coming up, we believe.
Yeah.
I think it's circled on the calendar in Illinois. I'll let you say what you want to say.
Well, yeah, again, we've been blessed with longevity, and it's because of the work that's being done by our volunteers and the fact that they're coming in to plant a crop or harvest a crop exactly how a farmer would want it done. And that's allowed us to help hundreds of farm families since 2006 when we first started operations. But, you know, we try to celebrate every milestone for our organization. And the big one coming up here is we're about to help our 1,000th family since operations first began. And so we're trying to make a little bit bigger deal out of that. And we know of a winter wheat case that's coming up that's going to be our 1,000th case down in, again, southeast Illinois as a result of those same tornadoes. So it allows us to plan a little bit further ahead and, you know, make a little bit bigger deal out of that and get, you know, some of our larger sponsors involved and just celebrate everyone that has made that possible, because 1,000 families is truly a milestone worth celebrating.
Yeah. It means 1,000 families needed help, which is, you know, hard, but it's great that Farm Rescue is there and to be able to help those families out. And I'm slightly saddened at the fact that it's so far away, because I'd love to have been there with you guys. We are going to do some coverage with you. I'm not exactly sure what it's going to be yet, but for the later stages of June in Illinois, we're going to do what we can. But being in South Dakota or North Dakota probably would have been a little bit easier. I would love to have come over and check it out.
Yeah, agreed.
Anything else?
We just appreciate the support, Eric.
Not a problem anytime. And how many families are you helping, like, right now? Like, right this week? Do you have a number off the top of your head? Is it a quiet time right now, or are you guys super busy?
No. Yeah, we're still going hard. Again, we had probably five or six ongoing operations right now.
Okay.
Again, ranging from western North Dakota, central North Dakota, western Minnesota, northwest Minnesota, and then north central North Dakota. So we're kind of all over Dakotas and in Minnesota. We got a case coming up in, I think it's North Central South Dakota, after we wrap up another one this week. So they've been going, you know, gangbusters here the last few weeks. And just a big thanks to our volunteers who have truly burned the midnight oil to cover as many acres as they can with the windows that they have, right, you know, in between some of those rain showers, and just getting as much done for those families as they can.
So you got 8 states right now. You got a big chunk of central U.S., north central, basically. How big can Farm Rescue become, or how big does your group or your organization want to become? Do you want to be able to help somebody in all states, or do you not envision the organization getting that big?
Yeah, again, it's all, you know, I really think the sky's the limit when it comes to this, because it's not an isolated need. I think there's farm families that could benefit from this across the country.
Okay.
But like I said, we try to maintain that controlled growth and try to, you know, make sure that we have everything in place to support those additional areas. So definitely haven't closed the door on adding new states, and I would imagine you'll see a few more added to that map as the years go on here, but might be a while before they're covering all 50 states. So.
Right. Last question for you. What is really kind of the biggest need? Is it monetary donations? Is it help? Is it equipment? What would you say?
Yeah, again, with most nonprofits, they're going to tell you it's funding, and that's the same with us. Again, everything we do is made possible through the generosity of others. So it's those individual donors, again, business sponsors that allow us to do what we do, especially with the growing service territory and more families reaching out for assistance. It takes a lot of money to, you know, get our equipment where it needs to be, to sometimes purchase that new equipment. Again, we're always doing, you know, writing grants and other ways that we can fund that, capital campaigns. We have a tractor fundraiser that's still ongoing through the end of the year. That's kind of unique. If you donate $500 to that fundraiser, you can have your name or the name of a loved one actually featured on that machine.
Yeah.
As it's, you know, helping other families in crisis and during the spring planting season. So, yeah, I would say, you know, funding is truly important to us. And we're always looking for new volunteers as well, especially those with the CDL, because so much of what we do, especially in the harvest time, it kind of requires that. So
okay.
If you have CDL and you're looking to get more involved in the field to help us out, we'd love to have you.
FarmRescue.org, is that the best place to go?
Absolutely. Like I said, everything you need is right there.
Okay. Dan, thank you so much. If anything comes up, you need to get back on, we need to get any kind of message out, please let me know. Otherwise, we'll talk to you as you get closer to your 1,000th in the month of June. But thank you for stopping by.
We sure appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Dan Erdman, God, what a great organization, Farm Rescue. Check out their website. I mean, you just even look at the sponsors. There's a long list of ag sponsors in our region, Farmers Union, Newman, RDO, the list goes on and on. And then you look at their big sponsors like Anheuser-Busch, Busch Light, John Deere, Nutrien, Engelstead Foundation. So you wouldn't have those kind of places funding and helping Farm Rescue if it was not a great organization. Again, FarmRescue.org. We're going to take a break here. We're going to check markets with our friend Bill Moore as Farm Talk continues.